Good morning, people. Good morning. Today, I'm going to be talking about, you know, with this Ukraine-Russia thing, war, whatever, going on. And we all know that with the war going on, somebody considers themselves winning and somebody considers themselves losing. But in the end, the people of both nations are losing because the greed of the governments and people calling shots. Now, some people okay with war. You know, they're gung-ho. If you're okay with innocent lives being taken over some BS that the government is dealing with, I just think you're a sick person. The sad part, the ones that are calling for this are never the ones to hurt, you know, the government officials, because they have a private security or whatever. Private security, private locations. They're usually in like underground bunkers or whatever. When this thing pop off, the people that okayed it are rarely the ones to get hurt. Now, you know, now you turn on the news, it's war. Ukraine, Russia. Funny how COVID was the main topic, but now every news outlet you turn to, they're talking about war. You know, CNN, ABC, MSNBC, it's war. To me, sound like they've collected so much money off of COVID, now it's okay to move on to another moneymaker, which is war. Now, you know, to go to war, it costs a lot of money. Because, you know, you need ammunition, you're sending troops, you're doing whatever. You're going to spend money. And you're going to make money. But I guarantee you, next year this time, or maybe 2 years from now, it's going to be a seminar collecting ammunition and high-power machine guns from the streets for large cash amounts. Now, listen to me. It's going to be ammunition that make it to the streets, and people are going to be wondering, where do they get the high-powered machine guns and ammunition from? Government officials and presidents that call for this war, they will be on TV calling people street thugs and saying all kinds of stuff and calling them thieves for confiscating illegal ammo and guns, not knowing that they put the shit out there. And they won't see a problem with it. When they wanted to go to war, they didn't see a problem with it. Now, it's made it to the streets, it's a problem. Now, I said this before. And I probably stated in a previous podcast, the news is filled with lies. They are not okay until they control how you think. War is about control. They want total control of you. These presidents. You know, I could tell by watching what Putin said. He wants total control over his people. In a sense, to me, it's like these presidents, when they want all this control, they want to take it back to how slavery was. I can control you. I make decisions on what you watch, what you eat, where you live, if you can leave my country, if you can come into this country. That's what I'm getting from this. They want total control. And like I said, but this is just me. You know, you don't have to follow what I do. I think a lot of TV, these news outlets, are behind the control. That's why it's called tell, lie, vision. Tell, lie, vision. They tell you something, they lie to you, so you can visualize it. Television, tell, lie, vision. They tell you something, they lie to you, and eventually you will visualize it and probably feel like it's true. And then you start believing it. That's why the news will run an article for a week or two. After visually seeing it, your mind will tend to believe and think that it's okay. Because that's what the news is for. They don't have nothing else running. They'll keep showing you the same ad or article. And if you keep watching something, your brain tend to make you think that it's okay or make you want to believe it. Now, that's why, if you ever notice, they'll show a black man getting beat or murdered by a cop. Just like that. They show it all the time. Seeing it so much will have people like saying, oh, okay, it's this again. After seeing it so much, you'll tend to feel like that is normal. Now, black men are not the only ones murdered or beaten by cops. We have other races and nationalities beaten by cops, but they won't put it on the news because they don't want to normalize it. They don't. They want us to feel like the black man getting beat is normal. Now, I know I just spoke about the TV, and like with our phones, it's kind of the same thing. You can't give your phone so much time because it's like they're called smartphones, but they tend to dumb you down a little bit if you get too much tied into it. And see, like we don't even know this. Like U.S., you know, when people watch social media, TikTok or whatever, in the U.S., it's to entertain. Now, in countries like China, their TikTok may inspire kids to be an engineer or a doctor or something like that. And at the end of the day, people, we just got to stop giving our phones so much attention. And we also got to get the youth out of staying on the phone or feeling like we got to have our phone. Don't let nothing control your mind that you got to have it all the time. You know, because I think you tend to become weak. That's a sign of weakness. When it's something that you can't live without, you got to have it all the time. It's a sign of weakness. So don't get too attached. I mean, I advise people to read more books. Your conversation will become better, more interesting. You'll find out things. And people will want to listen to your conversation. And if you read more books, talking to somebody else that read more books, you can learn and feed off of them. Now, everybody's not into learning and feeding off people. I like to learn. I like to open my ears and close my mouth more. That's why you got two ears, so you can listen to more, to learn stuff. Now, some of you probably be saying, I don't give a damn. Well, I do. I want to continue to grow. I want to continue to learn new things, and I want to become a better version of myself each and every day. That's why I tend to shy away from social media and open up these books. And even if you don't want to read a book, you can always listen to a book. Listen. And you don't have to read so many books to cram everything in at one time. If you want to purchase a book, Hey, read 5 or 6 pages per day, and you will be surprised of like stuff that you can learn and pass down to the youth. But that's me, and I'm not pushing this on everybody. But I like to read books. That's just my thing. Now, to switch it up a little bit with this Russia-Ukraine thing, the war, I thought this was an interesting fact. The boxer, his name is Vitaly Klitschko. Now, he's pretty much well off, made much money in boxing. He could do anything he want in the world. But he and his brother said that they're going to stay and protect their country. Now, for to do this, I respect this guy. This is much respect. He don't want to leave his people behind. But he want to stay with his people and fight with his people when he could be the type to say, you know what? I made mine. I got money. I could get me and my family out of here. But for him to stay there and fight, man, that's my hat goes off to people like that. That's what real loyalty is about. Although I wish that there wasn't a war, but for him to do that, that's much respect. That's all I have. Thanks again for listening. And thank the people that even tell others about my podcast. Like I said, I'll never get 100 listens per week. But the people that are listening, I appreciate y'all. And remember this, I don't know who is listening. I'll never know who is listening. I just they send me a count of how many times my podcast have been listening to per week, per month, or whatever. I know each episode. Like today, if 20 people listen, I'll see the number 20. But I don't know who listens. So you have to say that. Because sometimes people might not even like you. But they might want to see what you're talking about. You don't have to like me. Like, even if I don't like somebody, I'm still going to listen to their podcast. Because it's all about learning. Listening. I want to listen. I want to learn. You could be my worst enemy. But if you have a decent topic, I'll listen. That's just me. Till next week. Talk to y'all then.